Guy Fraker admits he's a bit of a Lincoln nut. He recalls one incident on a trip with wife Ruth Ann to Italy.
And on the trip, she said, well, at least I won't have to hear anything about Abraham Lincoln. So we're touring the square, that beautiful square in Sorrento, and the guide said, and over there is the hotel where Mary Lincoln stayed when she came to Italy.
So in 2008, when Fraker came across a 1.5-page legal pleading signed by Lincoln in a case he'd never heard of, he was, quote, floating on air. In the pleading, Lincoln summarizes the case of Funk v. Rutledge, in which he defended Robert H. Rutledge against a complaint by Jesse Funk that Rutledge reneged on a real estate deal. Fraker set out to authenticate the document, but historians in Springfield were also unfamiliar with the case. Despite fears that any proof of the case would have been destroyed in the Great Bloomington Fire of 1900, Fraker was able to verify the document using McLean County Circuit Court records. The pleading dates to the fall of 1851. Judge David Davis presided over the case, ruling in the fall of 1853 in favor of Funk and ordering Rutledge to sell 80 of the disputed 160 acres of land on the southern edge of Downs Township. Fraker says its personal nature is one reason he was so struck by the pleading when he first laid eyes on it.
It was because it's such a beautiful piece of almost art, because it's written in Lincoln's hand. Because it's a pleading, I think he had to have written it while standing in the courthouse to read the document he was responding to. So it shows more of his thought, even, I mean, it's not the same depth of thought of, say, the Gettysburg Address, but the Gettysburg Address that we know, that we see, is one, you know, after many drafts that he threw away. Whereas this document, you can see corrections on it, and it shows his thought process as he worked.
A retired Bloomington attorney himself, Fraker touts the document as a testament to the nature of Lincoln's law career.
He was, in fact, a working lawyer, not a cause lawyer.
Fraker says it also represents the real estate cases that made up a significant portion of Lincoln's work, around 1,700 of 5,000 cases. Fraker acquired the document from Marilyn Townley, widow of Judge Wayne Townley, Jr., who inherited it from his father, Bloomington attorney and Lincoln collector Wayne Sr. Fraker said no one knows how Wayne Sr. got a hold of it, but he would have acquired it well before World War II. Fraker says Townley told him she felt comfortable passing the document along to him because he'd know what to do with it.
Well, I figured that out over the years, and this is the right way thing to do with it. So that's why it's coming to the museum.
Museum librarian Bill Kemp calls the donation invaluable as a testament to Lincoln's connections to the people and places of McLean County.
And I'm not speaking from a monetary perspective, because it has been appraised. We do know its rough appraisal cost, but that is really inconsequential to us. We're here to preserve and protect objects, items, legal pleadings like this in perpetuity, so it will be around for generations to come. So in many ways, yes, we have ownership of this pleading, but it is really a document for the community as a whole.
Kemp says the donation is just the latest demonstration of Fraker's impact on the community. It's because of Fraker's intense interest in Lincoln scholarship that historians can now say Lincoln spent more time in Bloomington than anywhere else outside his hometown of Springfield during his legal career. I'm Brianna Groh.